Hi, I'm Maya, and this is the No Diaries. Join me on a quest to get rejected by anyone and everyone in efforts to gain confidence in a highly judgmental society. What's the worst they could say? In today's episode, I'll be asking a random person to take a selfie with me, and also seeing if I could get a free pastry from Starbucks. So, what is rejection therapy? I see it as a quest of asking random people questions or doing things that you normally wouldn't do because you're afraid of getting rejected by them. This type of therapy was popularized through the works of Jia Zhang, who documented his rejections on his blog and has also talked about his process and outcomes with media outlets such as TEDx, Forbes, and Bloomberg. So why am I embarking on this rejection journey? There's a lot of reasons, but the biggest one would be I want to practice what I preach. Whenever any of my friends come to me and tell me they're afraid to do something, I'm always the first person to say, you only live once, just do it, it's not that deep. These very cliche sayings. But when it comes to me being afraid of doing something, it's like my mind goes blank. Sometimes I'm even like paralyzed. Which is why rejection therapy seems perfect for me. It'll force me outside of my comfort zone and maybe even surprise me a little bit. I'm hoping it even inspires some of my friends to go on their own rejection therapy journeys. For my journey, I wanted to really focus on non-romantic rejections. When people hear the word rejection, they usually think about romantic rejections, but there's so many different types of rejection in this world, big or small. And I'm so excited to hear all the ways I could be told no. After careful consideration, I decided the two things I was gonna do in order to get rejected were asking a stranger for a selfie and seeing if I could get something free from a cafe. I chose these two because they're both dramatic enough for me to be a little bit scared to ask people about, while also being feasible enough for me to actually potentially get a yes. First up, let's ask a stranger for a selfie. Full disclosure, it took me about 2 days to actually ask someone for a selfie. The first day I went up to a girl who was walking and I said, can I ask you a question? With my microphone in my hand. And she immediately said no and pretty much ran away from me. This sort of made me question my approach. Should I be approaching people who don't look like they're busy? Should I be holding a mic at all? The way I went up to her definitely reminded me of TikTok street interviews. Random TikTokers will approach people in the street, stuff a camera in their faces, and ask them ludicrous questions. These videos usually end up making fun of the people being asked the questions, which makes a lot of people scared of being approached with a microphone and a camera, which is literally what I did, sans the camera. So on day two, I chose a girl who did not look that busy, and I did not hold a recorder right up to her face. Here's how it went.
Okay, so I think I'm gonna ask the people at this table over here for a selfie. So wish me luck.
During this time, I went up to the booth and I asked the person if they wanted to take a selfie, and to my surprise, she actually said yes. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I did not prepare for what I would do or say if I got a yes. So I did just get a little flustered and said thank you and explained that this was for my podcast.
So that was actually the girl that I asked to take a selfie with. She was really nice. She seemed very surprised that I was asking. But when I asked like why she said yes, she was kind of just like, no reason. She just said yes to say yes. I think that was the best case scenario.
After riding the high of my first yes, it took me borderline a week to mentally prepare for my next ask. I kept telling myself the people at Brody Cafe are nice. They know me since I'm there literally every day. This should not be such a big deal to ask them. But it felt like the more I tried to tell myself it's not that deep, the deeper I thought it was. So one early morning, I decided to go on down to Brody Cafe right as it opened and ask for a free drink. Here's how it went. I'm currently en route to the cafe. I've been kind of thinking about what I'm gonna say, and I think I've settled on just saying like, hi, good morning, can I have a free matcha? And just going with the flow from there. Either way, this ends up with me getting a matcha because I'm actually really craving one, so I'll just pay for one if they say no. But yeah, let's see how it goes. So I've actually decided I'm going to go to Starbucks and ask, because not only do I kind of anticipate a no and would be very happy for that, yes, but also it's not a small business, so I wouldn't feel bad if I did get it for free. At this point, I'm in Starbucks, but I'm recording from my phone, so please excuse the low quality. My heart is racing. Hi, can I please have a tall matcha, iced matcha?
Anything else you need?
Would I be able to get a free pastry?
Would I be able to get your product?
No. Okay, that's fine. Can I please have the red velvet loaf? So that actually wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I didn't get anything for free, but you know, I got the rejection I wanted, so I think it was 10 out of 10. Overall, this was a pretty nerve-wracking experience, but I'm glad I started doing it. I'm kind of excited to see what else I can get away with. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the No Diaries. Today, the worst thing someone could say was... No. Again, thank you for listening, and see you all next week.